For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Authorities say the man who stole an empty Horizon Air plane from SeaTac International Airport in Seattle was a 3.5-year Horizon employee, and he had clearance to be among aircraft. The 76-seat twin-engine plane was stolen around 8 p.m., then piloted by Richard Russell. An air traffic controller tried to talk him down.
Hey, you think if I land this successfully, Alaska will give me a job as a pilot?
I think they would give you a job doing anything if you could pull this off.
Damn it, Andrew! People's lives are at stake here!
Now, Rich, don't say stuff like that.
Nah, I don't want to hear no one.
About an hour after it was stolen, the saga ended in a fiery crash. Russell, who sounded suicidal, didn't have a pilot's license. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitren?
Calitren? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitren. And I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitren. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitren has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitren, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitren?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Police have blocked off streets and mobilized hundreds of officers for the anniversary of a deadly white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, alarming some activists who plan to rally against the hatred that shocked the nation. Far-right groups have also planned to rally tomorrow near the White House. U.S. Park Police Chief Robert McLean says his people are ready.
So with events like this that we predict there could be conflicts or potential violence, we take that extra precaution.
In California, the Holy Fire has grown to cover nearly 34 square miles. Cal Fire's Tom Porter says the Orange County fire that doubled in size between Friday and Saturday is now 29% contained.
We've been seeing this kind of increase in size and damaging large wildfires in California for about the last 15 years.
51-year-old Forrest Clark is suspected of starting the blaze. He's being held on $1 million bail. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
For the 30th year, football fans who also love video games have something new to play with. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Madden NFL 19 became available Friday morning. Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver Antonio Brown on the cover of the hit football video game that's available for Xbox One, PS4, and for PC. It's the first time since Madden 08 that the franchise is returning to PC in an effort to expand its appeal. The Real Player motion technology allows players to immerse themselves on the football field and play as actual NFLers. Video game players able to take a team they build from preseason all the way to the Super Bowl. The Madden NFL franchise is celebrating its 30th anniversary this year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A jury hands out an amazing settlement for a former groundskeeper. USA's Rick Vincent has the story.
A huge payday for a former school groundskeeper who claims his non-Hodgkin's lymphoma was caused by his repeated exposure to Monsanto's Roundup Pro. He was awarded over $250 million by a jury in San Francisco. Monsanto's attorney, George Lombardi, says it's the most widely used herbicide in the world.
The verdict, it doesn't change the overwhelming scientific evidence and the 40 years of safe use.
Monsanto is facing thousands of similar lawsuits. This was the first to go to trial. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.